Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light. What a blessed day it is. Today is definitely a blessed day because we have some good news that's coming in with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, Interseed Consulting. So I just want to say thank you. You know, when you have that faith and going forth and just don't give up and have that perseverance, let me tell you, you guys, things happen. So just know today is a very, very blessed day. And this day of 11/9/2011, you know, the month is moving really, really fast with Thanksgiving around the corner, Christmas to be. So be sure, you guys, to get on over to workingdivas.com because I definitely have some articles on the holiday spending tips. Because, you know, when the holidays come around, we get all excited, you know, credit cards and racking up, you know, those bills and we, you know, those bills on the credit card, and we just don't want that. It's 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. here in San Diego. It's cool but yet beautiful in SoCal today. So the lines are open, 347-215-8709, live chat, buildgrowandenjoy.com. You guys know there's a lot that's going on in the news lately. I mean, you guys heard the Michael Jackson verdict. You know, the doctor that was attending to Michael Jackson came back guilty. Rapper, singer, which hit everyone by surprise, Heavy D, untimely death. 44 years old, heavyweight champ Joe Frazier died, Kim Kardashian, 72-day marriage, oh, Lord, that's another story, now soon to be divorced, Real Housewives of Atlanta's back on the air. I see these housewives parties that's out here on Facebook and LinkedIn and all on YouTube, so the drama begins. It's just too much to handle, but, you know, it's just time to know that it's time to go forth. You're not promised tomorrow. You just need to live in your destiny and purpose and going forth and educating yourself, empowering yourself to live a better life. So on a positive note, like I said, just going on over to Working Divas, workingdivas.com. You know, got the upcoming cruise, the Unwind Ladies. Great articles also on there, work-life balance, finance, fitness, beauty, all the things, you know, us ladies need in this hustle and bustle. You know, we need, you know, we are the multitaskers of our family, and, you know, we take on much of the responsibility as our men are out there, you know, doing their part. But as the women of the household, you know, we take on most of the responsibility. So that's definitely a place you can come down, you know, when you have your little quiet time, come on Working Divas and just kind of connect with ladies like mine or, you know, live in the same career lifestyle that you are, including, you know, balancing your home. And San Diego is another positive note. As you guys know, you know, I'm supposed to be in Atlanta right now, but unfortunately with all that's going on and upcoming, you know, things are just demanding and coming to Build, Grow, and Enjoy and Interseed Consulting and Hustle to the Boardroom. I will be in town. I have decided to stay here for the remainder of the month because of a city stop that I have to do. Announcement coming soon. You guys are going to know the reason why. It's absolutely exceptional. So I will be in San Diego for the remainder of the month. And while here, I will be doing appearances and speaking engagements as I have been here throughout the community in support of the movement that is going on here in San Diego. And one being that I want to kind of send a shout-out to that I'm going to be attending, it's the Night of Soul. It's going to be here in San Diego for you San Diegans. It's the Tim Terry Experience, that Kendrick Dial and Lyrical Group, and Latoya Luckett Brand, November 26th at the DoubleTree Hotel Circle. Doors open at 8 p.m. And they're going to be serving a buffet also, $30 for tickets, which is not bad because the proceeds will go to Indy Cafe and Monarch School Scholarship Fund. So great, great night to get out and have some fun and also support a cause. And I will be out there as a special guest. I'm hanging out with the band and the people that are actually giving this exceptional experience for a way to get back in the community. And Atlanta, be sure to get out to Atlanta's most prestigious networking event, Peter Pasternak and Brian Toe, as you guys know, with Flip This House, alongside with Atlanta networking king Brandon Milch. I can never get his name right, but it's Milch. I hope I said that right, Brandon. Don't kill me. 12/2/2011 at Katina's Tequila Bar, 6 to 9 p.m. You can get connected. You guys know they have a dynamic group of people that are well-connected, so definitely people that you want in your network. And as I always say, you know your network is your net worth. So more information on both of these events are on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Just click events, and you can get more information on attending. So back to so much going on, you know, that leads me to my very, very special guest for today. I'm a small business financing expert, banker, business writer, executive director of Small Business Finance Institute, and that's Mr. Charles Green. And he is here today discussing the latest with all that he has going on with his company and definitely how you guys can leverage his ideas to cultivate success in your life. So welcome back, Charles, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Cosalita. I hope everything's well and sunny out there in San Diego. I love that town.
Everything is well, thank you. And yes, it is a beautiful town it is.
Well, it's great here in Atlanta. Things are changing colors with the fall coming on, so there's a lot of gold and orange and red leaves around. It's gorgeous, my favorite time of year.
Oh, yeah, I am missing it. You know, I am definitely missing it. I can't wait to get back home and just get in the groove of things and definitely a journey for myself. But, yeah, I'm going to try to check out some of that when I get there in December to get some of the colors. I like to drive along, you know, some of the countryside and get the colors of the leaves falling and, you know, the different colors of change. So that is absolutely beautiful. Something we do not get here in Southern California for sure.
Right. But the time for opportunity. There's a lot of things going on here in business. People are still trying to start businesses, still looking for funding, still trying to grow and innovate and jumpstart their personal economies to get things rolling again and get back in the highlights.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Now, let us know, Charles, well, you know, you got a lot going on with the Small Business Institute, one being the financial boot camp as a way to, you know, educate, you know, people, especially the entrepreneurs out there. So let us know what's the latest going on with your company and a little more about the financial boot camp.
Well, that program rolled out in August, and there have been three of them so far, and very successful. It is a two-day intensive workshop that teaches you how to manage the money you have and find the funding you need. We go through a complete rundown of the financial metrics of your business, how to read them, how to measure them, how to compare them to others. We give perspective of how to view your business in the light of the bigger economy around you. And then talk about the funding sources. Where is the capital? And what are you really qualified for based on the kind of business you are and what your plan is and what stage you are in your company? We've had about 30 people go through so far, and if you look at the website, we've had some very positive feedback about the programs that have been put on so far.
Right. Now, and it's not an expensive cost to attend this seminar. What would be the cost for those that want to come? Actually, when is your upcoming, when's your next one that you're going to have first, and then what would be the cost associated with it?
The next one is next Friday and Saturday, November 18th and 19th. And we're putting together a calendar for 2012 that should be out by the beginning of the next boot camp, but it's only $295 for 2 days.
Right. That's not bad at all. That's not bad at all. And with your expertise, that is very inexpensive pricing. I mean, you are a guy that's like me, you know, directly from the bank, you know, the inside source, and can definitely share this expertise with everyone, especially when it comes to the funding, because we all know that's like a challenge for everyone in these times, you know, in getting the right funding, and not just that, just being investor ready with your business. I mean, there's so many ideas out there, but are you investor ready? So that's definitely something good that they can get out and learn. So tell us some of the components that is built into this financial boot camp that you can share with everyone.
Well, it actually breaks down into about 15 different subsets of conversation that gets led, and it's driven by a very image-filled presentation so that you can really, you know, wrap your arms around exactly what's going on. It's broken down into small pieces so that It's not confusing and it's not high finance. It leaves everybody confused. But one of the things is we talk about just what does it mean to be a small business? That's a very confusing term when you think about what's a small business to Coca-Cola versus what's a small business to someone who is self-employed. And so I try to add some perspective so people really begin to understand where they fit in the bigger economy that helps them maneuver and understand really how they're going to source and thrive and take away a little bit of the illusion of what everyone thinks being an entrepreneur really means. We talk about financial reporting and go through the basics of financial statements. What's an asset versus a liability, and what does a balance sheet really balance? How does that compare to an income statement, and where do the numbers go in between those two reports? What do we mean by the word cash cycle? I always seem to have so many sales, but I never have any cash. Why not? Breaking this down into a number of sheet, visual frames that helps people see money moving through a business operation, it's just very enlightening. And helps people really understand the gravity of what their limitations are based on their own capital. We go through and talk about all the components of a business plan and then separate the difference there between what is a financing proposal, what does your lender or your investor really want to see, versus just throwing them a business plan and asking them to figure it out. We talk about the business profile and the information you need to really document and help people understand exactly what your business operation is all about and who it is. And we talk about the personal profiles because, as you know, if you're borrowing money, your credit score and your history is so important, and helping put that in context for the reader rather than just letting them go pull a number and making a judgment is a very important part of the success of getting to funding.
Awesome, awesome. Now, Charles, usually I would start out and let everyone know, a quick bio of who you are, but, you've been on the show, so I guess I assume that people would know. But those that are listening that don't know who you are, just let them know why you – give them a quick bio of who you are so that you can let them know why you have the expertise to teach this curriculum.
Well, okay. I have been a lifelong small business financier. I spent about 20 years in the employ of three or four different banks, including, by the way, Bank of Commerce in San Diego, California, for who I opened a loan production office right here in Atlanta. I organized and started a community bank in the early 2000s in downtown Atlanta that's still there, Sunrise Bank of Atlanta. I had my own company for 7 years, which was an intermediary, basically a commercial loan department without a bank. So we were generating business and selling it to different lenders around the country. And I worked for a venture capitalist for 5 years. So you can read into all that I have raised money and raised capital. I have invested in small businesses. I have borrowed a lot of money, and I have loaned a lot of money. So I've been on every side of the financing transaction as dollars come and dollars go. I've been on the courthouse steps at foreclosure day, having to take properties back. I've been in court suing people and being in court being sued by people. And it's those kinds of experiences that have really given me a depth of information that I'm publishing through the books and the workshops and conferences that Small Business Finance Institute is providing.
Right. And speaking of that experience and book, you have an upcoming book that's forthcoming, Get Financing Now, available January 2012. I'm honored that, you came to me and allowed me to, comment on the book, which I was honored because it is such an amazing book, and I'm telling everyone now who's listening, make sure you go pick this book up because, it has everything you need to know. All the questions you guys are answering when it comes to financing, it is in Charles' book. So let's talk a little more about Get Financing Now, and of course, it says it'll be on the shelf January 2012. But let's talk a little more about that, on what you want to share with everyone.
Well, I'm very proud of the project. That book is very much like the boot camp in that it discusses a lot of the fundamental financial management things a small business needs to know. Imagine you go to a doctor and he takes your pulse and tells you you have high blood pressure, but you never knew what your pulse was. I mean, it would make sense if you weren't feeling good, you would try to find out what was wrong. Do you have a temperature? Are you overweight? Are you having shortness of breath? Well, it's these kind of symptoms that a small business owner can look at their financial statements and evaluate as well without taking an accounting course, but learn to read the statistics. And this book teaches you a lot about those lessons so that you really understand your own situation before you go asking other people to invest money into your business. The book then takes you through all the other funding sources, like there's a lot of different lenders out there. There are banks, but there are also a lot of non-bank lenders that provide strategic financing for various uses, and it's knowing what you need the money for is what decides where do you go get it. Because the bank may be the answer or the bank may not be the answer. We talk about how financing begins in your own wallet. You know, the first place to turn to is the person that's got the most confidence in your business idea and your abilities, and that is you. And strategically using the resources you have, and as important, trying to control the amount of resources you need by being smarter with what you have and how you use it, rather than just rolling out there thinking that you have to be the Ritz-Carlton in day one.
Right. Now, this book is like I said, is out January 2012. Where would they be able to pick up a copy of this book that they so need to pick up a copy of?
Well, of course they need a copy. The book is published by McGraw-Hill and will be available at all the usual suspects like Barnes & Noble's and Amazon.com, or they can go to the SBFI Works website where we're launching a bookstore there called Financials Bookstore, and it'll feature not only my books but also several other books about different financing topics, since that's our concentration.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break, Charles, and we'll be right back. When we come back, we'll just, you know, see if there's some additional information that you'd like to add. I would like for you to share more on other, you know, great things that your company has out there that I may not have touched, or something you want to share that I don't know of. But we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. Welcome back, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO The Light. Have Mr. Charles Green with Small Business Finance Institute. He was just speaking on his book that he has up and coming January 2012. That I'm saying again, go get your copy, Entrepreneurs Get Financing Now. Talking a little about the financial boot camp that he has going on in the Atlanta area. So you Atlanteans that are tuning in, be sure to go check out Charles and pay for this service. I think it's a great investment into yourself and for the growth of your company. He's a guy that knows his business. He's a guy with the expertise that, like he says, with this company, you can leverage that idea and cultivate that success for yourself. So I am endorsing it that you get out and get to Charles's financial boot camp and definitely pick up a copy of the book. Now, what else is going on with you, Charles? You got so much going on. I mean, with your expertise, it doesn't surprise me. But what else would you like to share with the listening audience with some great things that's going on with Small Business Finance Institute?
Well, Kalithia, we hope by this time next year we're going to have other people around the country that are running financial boot camp in other markets so that we can take this program and share it in a lot of other places. It's generally limited to 15 participants so that it's very small, it's somewhat intimate because the people begin to make associations with who they're sitting beside and they share a lot of experiences, and it's not something really built for a room of 200 people. There's just too many questions, too much information. But we're going to train the trainers in the first quarter and hope to get this program started around the country. But in the meantime, we're going to take the program and break it up into several pieces and offer it in form of a webinar series called Money Talks. This should start in January. And Money Talks will be available through our website at www.sbfi.org. And what I would invite your listeners to do is to go to our site and get on our mail list. So you'll be the first to know about the availability of these programs. And that boot camp actually carves up into about 10 different webinars. All of them will be 75 minutes long, led by me, and full of very impactful, useful information that you should be able to change your business when you get off the phone.
Wow, I like that. I like that, Charles. That's just awesome. I'll say that website again, and also just your website where people can contact you and find out more about you and what's going on with your company.
The site is www.sbfi.org, and they can contact me at director@sbfi.org.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share with us and letting us know? Maybe a lot of listeners, especially entrepreneurs and with your expertise, maybe three best entrepreneur tips right now for those that, you know, aspiring to get into business or are currently in business, maybe finding that stumbling block, but three great tips that you can share with them from your expertise.
Well, since so many people are getting into their own business now, coming out of corporate America, and shall we say they're just sort of accustomed to business being a lifestyle more than it being really about business, let me offer this, that, you know, frill is out and frugal is in. You don't have to start out as the Ritz-Carlton. You can start out as Motel 6 and grow your way up there. The more that you can finance out of pocket, or at the expense of others, rather than lending, you know, borrowing money or looking for investors, the faster you're going to get into business and the faster you're going to get momentum going. Sometimes people spend years looking for capital and no one has the courtesy to tell them that they're never going to be fundable by a third-party investor. Third-party investors want to get in, and in 3 to 5 years they want to get out, and they don't want to get out for 7% interest. And it's not every business, you know, dry cleaners can't necessarily turn a 50% return to the investor in 5 years. And so just understand, you know, what kind of business you have and how it's viewed by those funders as you begin looking for capital. And one final tip to employ is that if you do go out to look for bank financing, one of the first places you should look at is the FDIC.gov site. And find out if the target banks that you plan to visit have got any kind of a serious enforcement action against them. And that's to say, if they've got a cease and desist order or maybe even a consent order against them, they've got some capital issues that the FDIC has them under close scrutiny, and it may be that they're not lending money to anybody. They can't advertise that because that would make all the depositors lose confidence and leave. But they work out their problems, and they just don't make loans while they're catching up. And for that reason, they may waste a lot of your time not being able to tell you that we're not making loans, but just spending time to find an excuse to tell you to go away. So check out the FDIC site before you initiate a search for a new bank.
Wow, that's great advice, and thank you for sharing that. That is absolutely great advice. Well, it's absolutely a pleasure to have you on the air today with us, Charles. You know, my continued blessings to the growth of your business. Like I said, I was absolutely honored that you allowed me to comment on your soon-to-be number one bestseller book. I see it there already. So I'm just looking forward to all the great things coming forth with the Small Business Finance Institute. I'm definitely looking forward to finally, I know we've been going back and forth, to be able to attend one of your financial boot camps and sit down and just really hear you teach something that's so important in the economy today. But I just want to thank you for taking the time and coming on the air and sharing this information with us today.
I'm glad to be here, Kalisa, and hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to you too. And there you guys have it, there you guys have it, Executive Director Charles Green of the Small Business Finance Institute. Definitely want to get onto his site, sbfi.org. All of Charles's information is also on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. As you guys know, in the guest contact group, you can contact or follow him from there. Sign up, like he said, so that way you can be in the loop of what's going on with this dynamic company that Charles has. And like he said, you know, something that really, really was actually funny, but it's true. Frill is out and frugal is in. So if you guys can finance or find ways to just, you know, grow where you're planted, use your resources of what you have instead of trying to go out there and, you know, get loans and knowing that you can't get them if you're not prepared or you just don't have the right resources. But it can be done. I can tell you that because I'm a person myself that actually built my businesses on my own resources. So I have to absolutely agree with Charles that that is a number one rule. You want to just either use your own resources or see what you can use with others. Teaming up, networking, that's why it's so important to network. You know, your network is your net worth. Network with the right people that can get you to where you want to grow in your business. So definitely check out Charles. Get to his next financial boot camp, and you can get that information on sbfi.org. So that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone, on Bill Grow and Enjoy today. Like I said, also I just want to also just go back to Charles again. I want to make sure that you guys know the importance of what I'm saying. I'm repeating myself because when I do that, everyone knows that means it's important. Pick up a copy of Charles's book coming out January 2012, How to Get Financed Now. I can tell you that book is going to answer a lot of questions. So definitely we'll have information on Bill Grow and Enjoy to lead you to that also. So definitely get that copy. But that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I hope that the information you got today will empower your lives and moving forth in your destiny and your purpose. Like I say, today is a blessed day, and I want to just continue to send my blessings to all of you out there. I know it's tough out there. I know it's hard. Stay inspired. Keep yourself around a positive group of people that are going to believe in what you have, like-minded people. That is extremely key. Stay away from the negativity, you know, because there's going to be a lot of people out there that's discouraged. And maybe if they're afraid to go forth, they may try to hold you back from what you want to do. But you got to believe in yourself and have faith to know that you're going to go forth. And that's what it's all about. So we'll be back on Monday. I got an MIT grad, Robert, with BrainWeb Solution, another genius that's going to be on the air. And this guy's going to show you guys, to talk to you guys about the very unique ways on how to brand your business, especially in today's market, social media, and that's where it's at. So everyone, I just want to wish you guys a great, great rest of your week. I want to say stay blessed and just enjoy your weekend and empower your lives, everyone. Get out and get Charles's book. Get to Charles's Financial Boot Camp. Join the movement. It's alive. BillGrownEnjoy.com and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.